Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר.
Hello, we're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 414, preface to the Book of Zohar, item 17. You can ask questions live on CAB TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So again, Kabbalah for the Student, page 414, item 17, preface to the Book of Zohar. Along with it, the second manner has been clarified. Know that as we have clarified the four manners in a single item in the world of Bria, specifically so are they in the general four worlds of Bria. The three colors, red, green, black, in the three worlds, Bria, are considered the substance or the object. The white color, considered the world of Atzilut, is the form clothed in the matter, in the three colors called Bria. En Sof in itself is the essence. This is what we said concerning the first manner, that we have no perception in the essence, which is the fourth manner, concealed in all the objects, even in the objects of this world. When the white color is not clothed in the three colors in Bria, meaning when the light of Chokhmah is not clothed in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, it is abstract form which we do not engage in. The Zohar does not speak in this manner whatsoever, but only in the first manner, being the three colors Bia, considered substance, namely the three Sfirot, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, and in the second manner, which are the illumination of Atzilut, clothed in the three colors Bia, meaning light of Chokhmah, clothed in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, which are in turn form, cloth, and matter. These are the two that the Book of Zohar is concerned with in all the places. Hence, if the reader is not vigilant, restricting his thought and understanding to always learn the words of the Zohar strictly under the two above-mentioned manners, the matter will be immediately and entirely miscomprehended, for he will take the words out of context.
What is he trying to tell us in simple words? Because it's clear to us that we don't understand what's going on. But rather, he wants to constantly warn us with this introduction to the Book of Zohar, this perception of reality. He wants to warn us from not thinking that we see that this is the truth, even in this world, and also in the spiritual world, that we don't see the truth, but rather we see what we see. We can never attain godliness. That's the nature of the creature that is not capable of attaining something that is outside of him. But rather he attains, according to equivalence of form, something that according to his form, and no more than that. Therefore, these colors, red, green, white, doesn't matter in what form or what colors or sounds or smells or things he can feel. It doesn't matter how. All in all, like he said, we attain actions. Something from our actions, something from our form only. To something that is outside of us, but not the thing that we want to equalize with, to adhere to. Not the Creator himself, but rather the Creator is called that way. Bo'ure, come and see. What you see, that you can call the creator. But something that's outside of that, that's already atzmuto, his essence. It's not attained at all. The white light of Atzilut is not attained. Rather, we attain on its background the lights of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiya. And then from that, we also have some discernment in the white light. But it's not the white light itself. Moreover, the source that it comes from. That's what he wants to, for the time being, warn us of. Is that clear? There are no questions. Nice. Go ahead. Yes, Niv.
Is it possible to explain a bit why does he call the colors matter and the form, form clothed in matter?
Because that appears in us in our desire. And the desire is the matter. Also, the form is clarified in the matter. It's all in the matter. Meaning all the different forms, all the different manners of the matter give us all kinds of shapes of sorts. Let's say all the things that are in our world, they're only waves. There are such waves, and other, you have air, you can cool it, you can heat it, you can make it into gas, you can make it liquid, solid, and however you want. But it remains the same matter. The will to receive remains the same matter. Now, that's it. You can do anything you want with it. What do you attain? You attain the forms, the shapes of the will to receive. Those forms you can call, you can call them angels, spirits, lights. What are lights? I have no idea what lights are. I don't know. I learned from the Kabbalists. What are they saying about the lights? The impression of the matter is light. Yud, Aleph, Hey. The light of Chasadim is Hey. The light of Chochmah is Yud. What? They're letters. They're Kelim. Right? Because I don't attain the light itself, just like I don't attain electricity on its own, only its actions. But the actions are already the kilim that are being pressed. But from what? I never know from what. He also explains to us, if you're going to study it in such a way, you're not lacking a sixth finger. You're not lacking to attain truly the root of that impression. We don't have a deficiency for that. What appears to us that we do want is not a real deficiency, where it's truly missing in my kelim. That's considered that he created existence from absence. There's a certain delicate matter here. How you can you skip it or not? But the fact that we are rising above this ein, ourselves, to the absence, that's rising ourselves to the creator. That's where it is inside of us. Well, philosophy engages in that kind of stuff.
Why does he call the will to receive matter? Why does he name it by names of colors?
It's the impression. Because how do you attain the matter? Even the matter you don't attain, but according to its impression. If you weren't impressed, you wouldn't feel it. Only the impression. That's our life.
Tov.
Okay.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, you started explaining, Baal HaSulam, he warns us from reading the Zohar incorrectly.
From confusion.
So, can you give an example of what's the right way and the wrong way to read the Zohar? Meaning, when I read the Zohar, what can I do wrong? I don't exactly understand what he's saying.
I don't want to explain how to read the Zohar other than the reforming light that we attain during its study. That's it. You come in the evening sometimes? So that's it. That's where we learn this. A third or even half of the lesson sometimes, we're just talking about the manner in which we read the Zohar, the opening of the Zohar. Yes.
I know, it's just that I didn't understand this passage.
Well, try later. Item 18, yes?
As the four manners in the general Abia have been explained, so it is in each and every world. Even in the smallest item of some world, both at the top of the world of Atzilut and at the bottom of the world of Asiya, because there is Chub Tum in it. You find that the Sfira Chokhmah is considered a form, and Binah and Tiferet Malchut are considered the matter, in which the form clothes, meaning the first and second manners, that the Zohar engages in. But the Zohar does not engage in the Sfira Chokhmah when stripped of Binah and Tum.
That's the bestowal of the Creator upon the creature,
which is form without matter, and much less with the essence, considered the Ein Sof in that item.
Or Keter.
Thus, we engage in Binah Tiferet and Malchut in every item, even in Atzilut, and we do not engage in Keter.
Because there's no vessels of reception. In Zat of Binah, Zeran Bin and Malchut.
And we do not engage in Keter and Chokhmah of every item itself, even in Malchut of the end of Asiya.
We don't have it apart. How we receive them, yes, but how they are themselves, no.
When they're not clothed, but only to the extent that the that they clothe Binah and Tum.
Yes, sorry.
Now, the first two boundaries have been thoroughly explained. All that the authors of the Zohar engage in is matter or form in matter, which is the first boundary, as well as in Bia, or the illumination of Atzilut in Bia, which is the second boundary.
That's clear, yes? We learn this in the four phases of direct light. It's simply an extension to that. That Keter Chokhmah comes from above. Also, Gar of Binah, the upper third of Binah, is defined from above. It's obligated so. Only the Zat of Binah and below are Kilim that became to happen in the creature, and that's where he's talking from those Kilim. Or that what we receive from Gar to Zat, but what occurs in Zat, and not what Gar is preparing and Gar does, we don't know about them anything. Only from your actions we know you, as we say. That's clear, yes? So upon the actions of the Creator, we can't ask alone, as they are, only when they occur in us, and by that they are implemented in us. It's very important, because otherwise we are going to philosophy and to all kinds of psychologies and things that have no foundation. The foundation is the will to receive, first of all, and only in it we can define from your actions we know you. Yes.
When we talk about the law of equivalence of form, that we have to reach equivalence of form with the upper, are we talking about abstract form or form clothed in matter?
We want our vessels of reception to take on the form of bestowal,
which is abstract form.
Why abstract? And what is it expressed? How in my vessels of reception bestow to others? Bring it down to the level of your eyes. Stop the philosophies.
Okay, and so I see a corrupt world, a corrupt ten. So what do I equalize the form with?
You need to attain bestowal from above inside your kelim to learn how it occurs in you, and thus, in that way, extend it onwards. Just like you receive an example from the way the upper operates in you, that's how you need to operate also towards others. How do you get an example from the upper? When you wake up in the morning and start to search, where in my life is the Creator? In every desire, in every thought, in every action that I do, it's all only the Creator. Where is the I? I don't have anything, not in thought, not in intention, and not in desire for sure, and not in my actions either. Nothing. I'm moving, I'm talking. It's all the Creator operating in me. Where am I? I am that point from which I observe this and define that this is the Creator. That's it. And what do I need to do now? Now I need also that which I receive from Him, all the abundance, the good, the operation, the love, that leads me to the end of correction. I need to activate this way towards others as well, and that's how I will be similar to the Creator. And what will I be similar to Him? By bestowing to others the way He bestows to me. You understood a little. Good. Wonderful. Let's continue. Yes, Niv.
Why is there no attainment in the Gar if it's part of the Sefirot of the Partzuf?
We have no attainment other than in our Kilim. That's called, from your deeds we know you. How could you learn from something that is above you? You need in that which is operating in you, the way it's operating in you, to get to know Him. How? And as much as He's operating in your Kilim, you should know that the Creator is in you. But as much as you try to make your Kilim similar to Him, but which is similar to His light and your Kli. So make a Kli that's similar to light. How? Connect with others. You'll have bestowal between them. Then you'll have already the quality of bestowal. You'll start to feel the light of bestowal that's in you. And then in such a way, you'll get to know Him. Only in such a way you can get to know the actions of the Creator. Well,
and what is Gar then?
Gar, we don't know. If you're talking about, I don't know what you mean. Gar of Atzilut.
Previously, you said that we have no attainment of Gar because it's outside of our Kelim.
Yes. That we attain that which is in the Achab. That's what we attain.
So how can we say that there is something that's outside our Kelim called Gal?
Start becoming similar to the actions of the Creator. That's called, from your actions, we know you.
Meaning that there is something outside of our Kelim that we want to compare with.
Yes, but you can't get to know that Gar, because that's, it's an abstract form there. But if there's an abstract form, how can I nevertheless get to know it? Make from your life, in all your actions, make actions that are similar to Him, and you'll start to get to know Him. How do we do it in our life? I want to get to know someone. I see that I can't. Let's say, his whole life, he's a musician. And he is confused in that, and he's, somewhere in his harmonies and whatever. I hear that, I get like the jitters from that. How can I go and connect with that? And how can I be like him? Talk to Fagot. He loves that kind of stuff. It's such music that I'm just, I don't get it. But there are people that understand something in that. I don't understand it so much. I tried and I didn't devote time to it. But yes, it's a nice example. How can I understand him, connect to him, if his whole life is in such a style?
So I'm trying to understand the general picture that the Kabbalists are drawing regarding the perception of reality. You attain only what's in your Kelim, even though that outside your Kelim there is reality like Gal and so on.
When I bestow to others, I start being similar to my Galgat Einayim.
It's not that it, I mean,
everything is there. You'll just attain it in your Kilim. You won't attain Him.
And where is it now?
As I am now a father, then I understand my father. But not before that.
And where is the Galgalta and Einayim of my upper?
It's always outside of you. How do I know?
But what is outside of me?
I don't know where. It's outside of my attainment, outside of my kilim.
But does it exist or doesn't it?
I don't know what exists and what not. I just know that I need to be similar to the upper in such a way that I need to do actions like the upper. Actions I can do. That's my kelim. When I start to bestow to someone, I understand from my bestow what it means to be in vessels of bestowal, Galgalta Einayim. Not before I'm bestowing. Before that, I can't understand what bestowal is.
So there's a contradiction here. There are plenty of contradictions. Let's continue.
Item 19.
Now we shall explain the third boundary. The Zohar engages in the Sfirot in each and every world, being the godliness that shines in the world as well as in every item of the still vegetative animate and speaking, being the creatures in that world. However, the Zohar refers primarily to the speaking in that world. Let me give you an example from the conducts of this world. It is explained in the introduction to the Book of Zohar that the four kinds, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in each and every world, even in this world, are the four parts of the will to receive. Each of them contains these own four kinds of still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Thus, you find that a person in this world should nurture and be nourished by the four categories, in short, Svas, in this world. This is so because man's food too contains these four categories, which are extend from the four categories, Svas, in man's body. These are A, wanting to receive according to the necessary measure of one's sustenance, B, wanting more than is necessary for sustenance, craving luxuries, but restricting oneself solely to physical desires, C, craving human desires, such as honor and power, D, craving knowledge. These extend to the four parts of the will to receive in us. Wanting the necessary provision is considered the still of the will to receive. Wanting physical lusts is considered the vegetative of the will to receive, since they come only to increase and delight one's kli, which is the flesh of the body. Wanting human desires is considered the animate in the will to receive, since they magnify one's spirit. Wanting knowledge in the speaking is the speaking in the will to receive. Meaning, here we see how he divides it very simply. We see it in this world how food, sex, family, money, control, power, and knowledge. So there are those that have only food, sex, family. There are those that have an inclination towards money, inclination towards control, or science. This is the will to receive, our ordinary will to receive, that this is how it grows. You finished 19? Good. Questions?
Alex. Raf, we have a few questions regarding the upcoming European Congress.
Go ahead.
Many friends responded according to your call why they cannot come to the Congress.
הרבה חברים הגיבו לקריאה שלך לגבי למה הם לא יכולים להגיע לכנס.
And many said the financial problems.
אמרו שבעיות כלכליות בעצם.
And among them many have still to pay back for help חבר, so they don't want to apply again.
ומתוכם יש גם כאלה שעדיין משלמים את התשלומים להלפ חבר מהעבר והם לא רוצים עוד פעם לבקש.
And for others they feel uncomfortable to ask for help חבר.
אחרים פשוט מרגישים לא בנוח לבקש מלכתחילה.
So what should they do?
מה עליהם לעשות?
אם אנשים שוקלים נכון את המצב שלהם,
if people correctly estimate their situation and they see that they are currently incapable of paying for coming to the Congress, they must correspond with the management of the Congress and explain why they're not coming, that the reason is a financial one, as you said. There are problems that a person can't leave wherever he is, even for 2 or 3 days, or, God forbid, for health reasons. Happens. There are even those that say that if I go, my wife divorces me. She's against it, she doesn't want it, she doesn't let me go. I understand that too. I'm not telling that person, come, leave. No, not at all. But a person who wants, and the only thing that he's lacking is money, he has to understand that his problem is not the money. It's that we are in a society where we have to help each other, and then he'll compensate for it somehow. All in all, these aren't that... It isn't such big money, even for Eastern Europe. I don't see on the horizon another Congress in Europe until next year, at least until next summer, no chance, even furthermore. I have a plan for 2 years ahead regarding all of the Congresses. We won't have them in the same pace as we have them now. Kazakhstan, and then Italy, and now Germany, and then Georgia, and then Lithuania, and so on. We'll not do it at the same pace. Later on, we have a big break. A few months before and a few months after the Congress in Israel, we have no Congresses. But I'm saying, again, in Europe, Europe in the upcoming year and a half will not have another Congress. And the only reason for which I'm making a Congress is in order for people to come and connect, not for them to see my pretty face. And it's not that I have to see their faces. I don't remember faces. I don't remember names. I don't. Because it's not important. I'm not looking at a person's appearance. I don't remember how a person looks. We are coming to unite. And to unite when we, or uniting when we're in a closed facility together, it's different than being behind a screen. We're not yet that advanced that we can make a spiritual virtual connection. It's important for us to be together. And besides, finally, it's an opportunity for all of our friends in Europe to come and be together. That they're lazy, they don't wanna, they're far apart, they have reasons, the environment cools them down very much. So, simply, make no calculations. I'm coming. And if I can't, I'll ask for a loan and then I'll repay. I'll compensate for it. So, let's commit to writing to the managers of the Congress. Anyone who has a financial problem, he has to write, I can't come to the Congress because I have this and that financial problem, and then he'll see what kind of answer he'll get. But he has to write. Meaning, if the reason is because he doesn't have the means for it, he has to tell us about it.
עם כל המצב שעכשיו העולם נמצא בו ואירופה והדרגה החדשה של
the whole situation that the world's in right now in Europe and the new degree of perception of reality, what do you expect from this convention?
I expect connection in Europe because otherwise the situation will be very unpleasant, to say the least, very dire. We're capable, we're not aware of it, maybe we don't trust in what the Kabbalists say, but with our intention, by our exertion, through our connection, we can really soften and correct the situation. We can. All of Europe, you're from there, you know. Everyone's helpless. And they don't know where to go and what to do. And therefore the force that necessitates the connection will be very much felt. And I see this as savior. I see it as a savior for Europe. And the main thing is that for us, it's a very strong incentive to make the connection and advance. We in Rosh and they in Guf. This is what I expect. And therefore, every friend that can get together for such a yeshivat chavarim of 3 days, it's a tremendous force, and he's really doing himself a great favor. I don't know what else to say. The calculation is simple and it's not made by me. But afterwards, they shouldn't say in half a year, that something's not working, things aren't clear, or that they leave altogether. This could be the reason for which they leave, and that's it. If the reason for which they're not coming to the Congress is not justified, I'm almost certain that a person that disrespects such an opportunity, and I'm telling you again, in the upcoming year and a half, there will be no congresses in Europe. So, I don't think that there's place for disregard.
Around 100 places free in the Congress.
עדיין נשארו עוד 100 מקומות פנויים לכנס.
No.
And what should we focus, to bring the old friends or new friends? What do you think is more important?
במה להתמקד? בלהביא את החברים החדשים יותר או את הוותיקים יותר?
ותיקים.
The veteran friends. Veterans. Newcomers, we don't know to what extent will it influence them, will they continue. First and foremost, we need the veterans. If there is a veteran and he can't make it for different reasons, we have to help him because he's with us for a long time. He's with us on the way. So it's a must. Yeah. Quickly.
A nice example is the Czech group. After what was talked, they decided to travel to the convention, and they're leaving from Czech and Slovakia. Men and women more want to join, so it's a nice example of how to hear your advice and carry it out.
Very good. And may everyone be that way, from all the countries. We have 100 places left. I hope that this week we'll fill them. And first of all, they should come from Europe and not from the surrounding countries.
An essential question. If now I'm a member in a friend in Europe, I have problems and I can't come, but my 10 says, we heard your problems, but you need to come. What do I do?
If they've thoroughly examined and this is what they said, they talked to your family agreed with your friends. Only you're the only one that doesn't agree. Go. Go. Any other questions regarding? No. What are you planning on doing here? A plan for the Congress, World Congress. This is a Congress for Europe. Akoka. Are you doing anything?
It's not me, it's Rui Miron.
Miron, I don't know where he is.
He started to put together a team and to see how to give also to the tens, also to groups in the world, to give them a block in the and fill it with content. That's it. I haven't been involved. I don't know exactly what's going on. We sat together yesterday with Rui Miron on the plan for the convention. We divided it to countries.
From all countries.
Yes, also New York and Moscow and us and groups in Israel. And he was just duty on all night, and he sat here to the end. Cheers to him. But
in short, the Congress will be ready. Even if we'll want to broadcast something, you won't want to watch.
That's a question. That not, but...
No, I'll be happy, really. If you're so sure that you're having a Congress between you and the connection around the world, it's more important than Europe and everything.
No, we think it's a backup. We need to support Europe, so we will support Europe if you do a broadcast from there. We will, of course, we will also add. We will be with you and add.
Meaning I can rest there, take a rest from one of the lessons and watch you or Moscow and New York.
There's a chance.
Very good.
And really, congratulations to Rui Miron. He's really doing a great job.
And what else do we have left to say? The daily task. Who? Riga. Riga, Baltia. Task.
We want to remind you that today, in the whole world, Kli, the tens that are caring for everyone is 10-9 in Petah Tikva, Moscow, 10 number 10, Nahariya, Azerbaijan, and Latvia. The daily task. We are trying throughout the day to come to a state in which all that is accepted by us comes from the Creator and for the sake of our spiritual advancement. At the end of the day, we will do a summary of those results. Again, we're going to try throughout the day to come to a state in which everything that comes to us comes from the Creator and for the sake of our spiritual advancement. At the end of the day, we do a summary in order to together get the results. One announcement, the Zohar lesson, you're invited to watch tonight at 6 o'clock, 6:30, live Zohar lesson. Thanks you to our viewers. World Kabbalah Convention in Europe, in Germany, from 25th to 27th of this month in Germany. For details, eurocab.info, and now we will sing.
This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching, searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never. Shining light when we unite in this crazy. path will end the misery.
We'll end the misery.
I'll give you all I have. I'll be your shoulder.
I'll be your shoulder.
Always around. Just hold on to my hand.
Just hold on to my hand.
And I won't let you down. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. And we'll see a brand new world. We are the people. We are born to love.
Become exactly what we want to be. Turning strangers to friends to family. I can't feel outside of myself. I need the whole world.